Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Yvonne Pierre Show. Hear from people who have overcome obstacles, have inspirational stories to tell, or helpful information to share.
Our child, and we were to take her home. Remarkable advice for that era when many children with Down syndrome were put in institutions.
I was living for today, not caring about tomorrow.
The Yvonne Pierre Show,
living off with people
a variety talk show
and giving
whose
all
only
the power to the
that were only going to bring me to my and I turned around and I remember this 48 years later of when I turned around and I said to her, no, I can do it. That kind of set the tone to her right from the beginning that even though I was in a chair, you know, I was still independent. I was still going to do things.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. We are vessels that have the option to allow God to use us.
Make a choice to break the generational curses on our life.
Thank you for tuning in. Now, here is your host, Yvonne Pierre.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to today's show. Today we'll be discussing that time of the month. You heard it right. And our special guest today is Valerie Carey. She was recently featured on Lifetime Cable Network. Valerie is a retired New York City police sergeant turned entrepreneur. She is now the founder of a new brand, TOTM, Time of the Month, and author of the Time of the Month Annual Calendar Planner. Time of the Month hands out tips and advice for girls and women of all ages. With easy-to-document pages, one can measure and track the flow of her menstrual cycle and identify certain symptoms that she may be experiencing on a monthly basis. Valerie is a native of Brooklyn, New York, where she mentors and is a community activist. Having served with several national organizations, including Noble National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives, and publishing a monthly local newsletter named Val's Word. She believes in community. Valerie has mentored the youth at the local Police Athletic League through Mentoring USA and currently holds a seat on the executive board of Brooklyn Cares, a local chapter of the National Cares Mentoring Movement. Val Carey hosts a 2 times weekly TOTM, T-Talk, which also airs here on Blog Talk Radio, where she discusses all things relevant to that time of the month. Valerie, welcome to the show.
Hello, Yvonne. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. I want to kind of jump right into the conversation. And one of the things that when I was preparing for the show that I thought about was I initially assumed that only men had a problem with talking about this topic, but some women have a hard time talking about this subject too. I remember back when I was younger, when I was probably about 9 years old, and my mom had a problem with talking about that time of the month, and she threw me and my sister a pamphlet. And during that time, of course, I wasn't big on reading, so I kind of just flipped through the pages, and I didn't really learn a whole lot about it until I got in school. So my question is, why is this such a taboo? For this to be such a common thing for women, why is it such a taboo topic?
Well, Yvonne, I think that it depends on what household you grew up in. And so, dependent on your mom and where your mom grew up, whether your mom grew up in the South, whether your mom had to talk with her mom, it kind of dictates what type of conversation and relationship you'll have with your mother. And some mothers, and mothers that I have spoken with, they are a little apprehensive about having to talk with their baby because the talk signifies that you're now entering another stage of life where you can now birth. You can now give birth to another life. So they look at their baby transitioning from being a baby to being a young lady, and some mothers have actually told me, I'm not ready to have that talk. I'm not ready for my baby to grow up. And so they wait, and then they wait a little bit too long, whereas their daughter gets the first period before they actually had to talk with them. And some women, and some women are just apprehensive to have the talk because they don't know exactly how to broach the subject. They don't have a talk that they can, you know, pull back from and remember having with their mom. So it's like, how am I going to have this conversation? It's difficult because once you start talking about why we menstruate every month, then it leads into other conversations, and not everyone is ready for that.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense, which is another reason why it's necessary. What you're doing is very, very necessary because we do have to have this conversation with our daughters. And I have sons. And I think that even for me as a parent of boys, but I have nieces, and it's so I can relate. I can understand how you can – a parent can look at it beyond just having that talk, but like you're saying, they seeing more than that, that their baby is growing up and all that. So that makes makes more sense. A lot of parents also wait until their daughters get a certain age to have this time of the month talk. But as I mentioned earlier, you know, I started at a very early age. I started around 9. And should we wait to have this talk, and what is the appropriate age, and how do parents explain it to their daughters?
Well, I don't think that any mother should wait for a specific age. Like, say, for instance, I feel comfortable at the age of 10 or age of 12. Some of us, we look at our babies when they're babies and say, okay, I'm going to have this conversation when you're 10. You cannot do that, especially in this day and age. And here's the reason. Because the average age, and you're saying that you got yours when you were very young, which is 9, that's the average age now. Actually, the average age is like 8, 9 years old. Average age once was 12 years old. And because of the environment that we now live in, with the foods that we ingest, the GMOs, hormone-induced foods, those hormone-induced foods are wreaking havoc on our hormonal and endocrine system, which is putting our young women, our young girls, into puberty earlier. So they're starting their cycles as early as 7. And based off of the diet, based off of you as a woman, you think about what age was it that you had your first menstrual cycle, and then you kind of do your own calculation. So if you started at 10, then I would say 2 years prior to 10, at 8 years old, you should definitely begin having a conversation with your daughter to prepare her, because you definitely do not want her to be in a location where you didn't properly prepare her. She's unaware of what's about to happen to her, and then she has little friends who are misfeeding her information. So broaching the topic for women, I believe, is a little bit easier than for men, but I always say the best time to begin the conversation is actually when you're on your menstrual cycle. Because how many of us mothers, some of us are single mothers, some of us are, you know, married mothers, but regardless of, you know, what your marital status is, a mother and a daughter, we have this, you know, really special bond. And, you know, just with kids alone, when you go to the bathroom, your kids are following you into the bathroom. So what's a good time to actually begin the conversation? When you're on your cycle, ask your daughter to assist you by handing you a menstrual, your sanitary napkin. And then perhaps she'll ask you, what is this for? Okay, when mommy's done in the bathroom, we can start talking about why mommy uses this. And she uses it once a month, and you're going to have to use it once a month also. You could also take your daughter with you to the pharmacy or to the drugstore, wherever it is that you pick up your sanitary products from, and then discuss the different options that women use when they begin to cycle. And that it's an easier way to transition into a conversation when you actually have visuals and you can use the pads as, you know, a buffer, because some people, you know, they have a bit of, you know, obstacles of just having verbal communication.
Yeah. And I think that that's a good idea. And then it also lets them know that it's just something that's natural. And if the parent is not freaking out, talking about it, then that'll comfort the child. And I think it's more devastating, you know, for when I was a young girl, for me to come on and I don't understand what's going on. You know, so I think that I like the way you put that. And I also like the fact that you touched on why they're starting off so early. And I didn't even think about that as far as the foods that we're ingesting are starting our girls and boys, putting them into puberty earlier because of the foods that we're taking, the hormones that's in the food, which is kind of scary.
I just wanted to also mention that the importance of having the conversation early so that they aren't alarmed when it does occur, because just as, you know, in society, people, when they see blood, they feel that there's an injury or it's related to pain. And you definitely want to just let her know that you're not injured, you're not going to die, even though we may experience some discomfort during that time of the month, there are definitely things that we can do to help alleviate some of the pain and discomfort that we experience once a month.
Yeah. And what, since we kind of touched on men, what advice would you give to single dads on how to, because I think for men it's a little harder to talk about it, even like with, I've been with my significant other for 15 years, and in the beginning we were in our 20s, and he wouldn't even go to the store to pick any sanitary napkins or anything up for me. so I think for men it's more taboo. What advice would you give single dads, though, that on how to explain the time of that time of the month with their daughters?
Well, this goes back to it takes a village to raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I would definitely, my advice to single dads would be to employ the help of your mother, your sisters, your girlfriends, just ask, solicit help from the women in your life who are important to you, because your daughter may feel uncomfortable talking to you. But it's also great to bond with your daughter and to let her know that you understand. But a man has to become knowledgeable for himself. And then also ask his mom, you know, mom, when was the time, how old were you when you first got your period? Because that, you know, based off of the aunt's, you know, the genealogy, based off of, you know, when her grandparents and when her aunts got their first period, then it could be a precursor as to when she's going to get hers. But also, you know, just because he's a single parent, you know, minus if the mother is no longer with us, he can actually communicate with the mother as well and ask her, you know, when did you get your first period, and to also ask her to keep him in the loop as to when the daughter does get the period, because the daughter may tell a mother first and she may not tell a dad first. But I think it's important for dads to let the daughter know, I know that you're going to be going through this once a month, and dad will make sure that you have the necessary things that you need during that time of the month, and to just let her know that she's, you know, still going to be his little girl and she's still loved. And I even suggest that for fathers who have daughters, when they first find out that they began cycling, to take her out, to make her feel special, present her with some flowers, and don't harp on it, you know, because she may not necessarily want to talk about it, but let her know that the door of conversation is always open if there's something that she wants to share with him.
Yeah. So speaking of that, would it be appropriate for us, like I said earlier, I have sons, would it be appropriate for me to talk to my son about it just in case he ends up a single dad or just so he can understand his wife better or understand, you know, if he has daughters and they may, you know, feel a little comfortable, they may be daddy's girls or feel a little more comfortable talking to dad than mom, how should we have this talk with our sons?
You should definitely have the talk with your sons. And, you know, Yvonne, I recently was privileged to speak in front of 100 positive youth this past Friday. And mm-hmm. my topic of discussion was hygiene, but, of course, we segued into the TOTM topic. And, you know, there were boys in the audience. And, yes, I addressed them and told them, you know, you're going to have to deal with menstruation one day on some level. You may be dealing with it and not even realizing it because you came from a mother who has had her period every month for several years and may still be experiencing a period every month now. If that young man is lucky enough, he will date a young lady and he may even marry a woman who is definitely going to cycle every month for the next 30, 40 years.
Right.
So,
right.
And then
right.
he may even have a daughter of his own. So, you know, some women are not aware of their bodies, and that's why I advocate for self-awareness during that time of the month. But our hormones and the way that we go through our menstrual cycles, they vary, and they can also affect our relationships. So some men may not understand why once a month you're having these rifts because you're having just nonsensical arguments over nothing, but because she's, you know, irritable and she's cranky, and it deals with that time of the month. So, yes, I believe
right.
that, you know, talking to your sons and letting them know these are the things that women go through once a month, and some women may be a little more moody than others, and just try to be understanding during that time of the month. So I definitely think that all moms should have that conversation with their sons.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. One day they're going to be, like you said, married and in relationships, and it's just good to understand you know, what she may be possibly going through, because every woman goes through it differently. I know me, I have, like, many depressions, like maybe one a week before, and I don't understand why I'm crying, and, you know, I go through, you know. But, you know, also the wife may be having this talk with their husbands because maybe their moms didn't tell them or their you know, so they may not understand the whole PMS and different emotional things that we go through during that time. So I'm glad that that we discussed that part of it. And as I mentioned in the introduction, part of your brand is a calendar. Could you share with us what time of the month calendar is, and why is it important for us to track our cycles, and other than missing our cycle, what are some of the things that we should look out for, and when should we get concerned?
Well, TOTM time of the month, the ultimate period planner, is a calendar planner, but it also gives you advice. So there's some book content in it. And just speaking about the calendar planner part of it, you can, you know, it's a planner, so you can actually, you know, keep track of your regular schedule appointments. But for each month, there are specific pages designated and dedicated to tracking your flow. So you would circle whether your flow was light, medium, heavy, or if you experience clotting. You would be able to write down how many sanitary napkins you used, how many tampons you used, if in fact you used a menstrual cup or not. You can track your mood, whether you were feeling sad, happy, depressed, cranky, or irritable. You also can track your cravings, whether you were just craving something sweet or something sour, and the pains you were feeling on that particular day. You can also track whether you were experiencing a headache or bloating or cramps or swollen breasts or leg pains or lower back pain. And then also skin conditions, you know, whether you had blotchy skin, pimples, oily forehead, and what type of remedies did you use to alleviate any of the symptoms that you experienced? Did you do any exercise? Did you take any vitamins? Did you walk? Did you meditate? Did you get a massage? What did you do to alleviate that? And I believe getting to know yourself and tracking your cycle is very important. If you normally have a light flow and you're tracking your cycle, and then you notice that your flow is becoming more heavier, that could be a sign. Your body could just be changing. It could be a little stress, or it could be a sign of something else, maybe perhaps a fibroid tumors. Not necessarily that's what it is, but at least you have a record of what you have been experiencing in the past, and this is something that you can take with you to the gynecologist to discuss what your body is going through. It's also important to track what type of pains that you're experiencing and what type of mood that you're in, because there's different things that you can do to prevent those pains and then to actually treat them. And then also note, if you're always irritable during that time of the month, there's different things that you can eat to boost your mood. If you're feeling depressed, foods that are fortified in B vitamins, B6, B12, those are great foods to eat, such as oatmeal and bananas. They help boost your mood. We don't necessarily have to experience the cliche symptoms associated with your menstrual cycle on a monthly basis and then just leave it as that and, you know, say that we're relegated to that type of experience. We can actually have pain-free, happier, healthier periods every month. Yvonne, am I still with you? Not sure if I'm still being heard on the air. Okay, so I actually did get a confirmation that we are still on the air. I believe that Yvonne, for some reason, got lost for a moment. But if you're just now tuning in, you're tuning in to the Yvonne Pierre Show, and we're just talking about time of the month and why it's really important for us to track our menstrual cycle.
And can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. I was actually
okay,
taking
good.
Over your show.
I could hear you too, but I don't know, for some reason you couldn't hear me. So I don't know if the listeners can hear both of us or what happened with that. And thank you. That was very
You're welcome.
Thank
you.
You
don't
so
want
much.
That ear, Yvonne.
I know last week we were having some technical problems. So hopefully a lot of these glitches will get fixed here on Blog Talk. My last question, well, next to last question I wanted to ask was, once a month, most women become moody, like you were
yes.
just talking about. What are some natural things that they can do to help balance during that cycle?
Well, there are several different things. Let's just talk about what you can ingest, your food.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, bananas are my favorite TOTM foods. They're great for alleviating bloating. They're great for boosting your mood, and they also help with cramping. So, you know, if in fact you happen to suffer from depression or sadness, TOTM sadness as I call it, try eating 2 bananas a day while you're on your cycle and see how that works for you. Eating oatmeal can also help boost your mood as well. I would also say for women to exercise a little bit more, because when you're exercising and once you get past 20 minutes of exercise, you then start to release endorphins, and that will help boost your mood. Certain smells, such as citrus smells, they actually make you feel happy. So there's some great lotions out there. There's an orange ginger lotion that I believe Bath & Body carries. That's a great lotion to put on. It'll help, you know, help you feel happier and boost your mood. Scented candles as well. So I definitely say nutrition, aromatherapy, and exercise. And then also comedy. Watch some comedy on TV or go to a comedy show. Go to the movies and definitely watch a comedy. That will boost your mood and make you smile.
Wow. I'm definitely going to try some different things. Can you hear me? Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. I'm definitely going to try some different things. And one of the things I want to ask you, too, like with the calendar and the calendar planner and with the information that you give, do you also include some of the recipes or different things they can try as well?
Yes, I actually, in the book, we have a sample menu for a week that you can eat different foods. For a week, we have breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner for 5 days. It's a sample TOTM period menu, and all the foods that are suggested can help alleviate a PMS symptom in one form or another. And that's whether it's for cramping or bloating or boosting your mood or, or those things.
That's good. And this is for adults as well. It's not just for kids.
Yeah.
It's also for adults.
Even though the book is very colorful and the faces are definitely kid friendly, and we do have stickers in the book. But I always say there's a little girl in every woman. But women and young ladies, I mean, we menstruate more in our older years than in our younger years. So women, we can cycle for 40 years or more. So it's not just for our teens and tweens. It's for women, all women of cycling years.
I'm definitely be getting one because I'm guilty of not tracking mine and taking care of being more self-aware, period, and knowing what type of different things. So I'm going to definitely check it out. We have about a minute left. If you can briefly tell us about your radio show and your brand and where they can get more information about your brand and connect with you.
Connect with us on Twitter at MyTOTM. I do a TOTM Tea Talk every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Connect with us on Facebook at MyTOTM. TOTM Tea Talk also airs on Sunday at 5 p.m. And also, they can pick up the TOTM Ultimate Period Planner from Amazon.com or straight from our website, TOTMTimeOfTheMonth.com.
Wow, thank you. And it was such a pleasure having you on the show. I wish you all the best, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Yvonne, and may every TOTM be a so happy one.
Yes. Thank you.
I was meant to fly.
Oh, no matter who pushes me, I know I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna let you get me down. No, no, no.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. It has been an absolute pleasure, and I thank you for choosing this time to spend with me, your host, Yvonne Pierre. For more information about the show, how to be a guest, or to simply let me know what you think about today's show or previous shows, visit me at ypierre.com. That's www.ypierre.com. Remember to keep God first, know that you are blessed, and always stay true to yourself. I love you, God loves you, and thank you for listening.
I won't touch.